Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Michelle, and you're listening to Awakenings. First off, I want to tell you that great little piece of music you heard is called Happiness by a really good friend of mine, DJ Petey of Moontribe.org. Well, are you awake or are you living awake? Hi, Intuitive DJ. How am I doing today? I'm doing great, actually. Had an interesting night last night. I needed a lot of sleep, and I've been getting hardly any, but I got a lot of stuff done, very much in a creative mode. And my guides have been around more, the Oversouls, that guide that I actually tune into that gave me the message last year to even start this program, which some of you know also airs on Cosmic Dimensions every Saturday and Sunday. What is awakening? This is, I really, you know, also, by the way, everyone, this show is just kind of going to be unfolding over time. I'm also a psychic medium and a channel, so we will be doing readings. One of our guests today will actually be doing readings. We're going to have other people on board doing readings. Really what awakening is about is we're tracking this converging flow. Intuitive DJ not getting sound yet. Not sure why. Maybe reboot. Let's see if I can get some sound. There is a converging flow that's happening right now that started around 2003. Well, it actually really started in the late 80s, around the time of the harmonic convergence. It's been going on before that, but around the time of the harmonic convergence, it really started kicking into high gear, and now we're really in electrified gear, I would say, right now. Which means that there is not only an intensification of the information that we're all getting, but the resources at hand, also the challenges. So every gateway, which is happening May, June, and then again November, December, you can also track every gateway we've had since 2003 has had major earth upheaval or changes. Now, I'm not doom and gloom because I don't believe there's going to be falling off the face of the earth or anything like that happening. But you will see, we've had, you know, major tsunamis, fires, you know, hurricanes, either May, June, or November, December. And on some level, it's about bringing people together. On another level, it is just the changes that are happening with us also, that's happening in our inner psyche. Because we are the universe, right? The universe is us. We are Mother Earth. Mother Earth is us. So it's not that Mother Earth is doing something to us. It is that this is also what's happening. Another manifestation of that. So awakening is about tracking that. It's about all of us coming together to share our insights, our gifts, our path, to share the tools that help us. How do we get through this? How do we get through the fear that's happening, whether within ourselves, or how do we manage with what's happening with others around us? How do we deal, basically? And one of the ways is to make sure the emotional body is really clear, to make sure that people are, that, you know, ourselves, that our emotional nature is also being taken care of, so we can have that emotional energy to put towards things that we want to do. Meaning, is our emotional body clear? Are we channeling this energy in a way, in a manner that moves us forward instead of leaves us stuck? Or is this energy imploding in us and we're not harnessing that energy, if you will, for the greater good, I guess I would say also. So that's part of, you know, the whole process is what are we doing for our, not only our spiritual nature, but that energy in motion. What are we doing to harness this energy and move it forward? How are we living our life? And what blocks this, again, is the old program. I don't even like to say ego anymore. It's the old programming. It's the programming. You know, it's just like a computer chip. The computer is only as good as the software. It's only as good as what the hard drive's capabilities are. So what I love here is that everybody is coming together, especially on Blog Talk Radio, to connect on this and share what major time transition change, where we are, in a sense, living more, not only fourth dimensionally, but fifth dimensionally. Some of you know, actually, even aligning to the light body, living through that vehicle or vessel of light more and more. That's why things like the internet are really great, because you get to connect in a way that's not dependent on the gross, dense physical body. Yeah, I have a concern. I'm not sure people are getting any sound. Okay, so we have, our guest, Moji. Moji, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. I don't know if you're near a computer. Are you, to see if there's sound? I don't know if it's happening with this. Call Paulo back.
Hi, this is Paulo. You've called me.
I'm not sure.
So there you have it. Leave a message.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric...
So I'm not sure, is anybody getting sound on this? So I'm going to just do a sound check here on my end. Let's see if it's recording, if anything's being picked up. Just hold on for the silence here.
Message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Now, it should be coming through, and just getting back, just getting Blog Talk Radio, just keep getting Blog Talk Radio, then nothing. So no sounds in the chat room, so I'm assuming that it's still recording. Sorry about that, everyone in the chat room. Maybe you have headsets, and you can put headsets on. Okay, Moj, after all that.
Well, did we lose Paolo?
And Paolo disappeared, and his machine is going on. So we'll check back with him in a bit.
Okay.
So anyway, Moj, I love having you on because you're so living this path and really in a humble way, but a very expanded way. Your consciousness is very expanded. And you've been on this journey consciously for a long time. And I like to say consciously because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, nobody's on a path. We're all on a path, but are we consciously on a path, and are we consciously integrating the higher directive and what I like to call spirit-led living? Are we living by that inner knowing, the intuition? Which, of course, you are. And so I really want to talk, because we talked about coming on and, you know, really people have been sharing their insights, information, also tools for times in this transformation. And you and I were talking about how what really blocks are the lower levels emotionally, or stuck emotions, or the subconscious. And in a way that needs to be a cleansing or clearing out subconsciously, so the subconscious is aligned with the expanded consciousness.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What are you doing these days, and what are you seeing in this whole transition, you know, this whole countdown, if you will, to 2012? What are you seeing, and what are you doing to cope and really allow your expanded consciousness to be raised, I guess?
For the most important thing, I think, is to realize that you are in the moment of here and now. You are this consciousness, and this light of consciousness can make you see all these things that you just said. Now, however, we have this subconscious mind, which is millions and millions of layers of information that's been programmed to us since as a child, and it's been there. And sometimes, if you're not aware of it, it's on autopilot that makes us do things that it's not in harmony with our awakening, and we're wondering why we, you know, we lose the connection with it. However, to rewire and cleanse this unconscious mind, you have to bring yourself as a witness and watching your mind, watching your action, and see how this programming is doing its thing, because it's a preconceived idea that's been by your parents, your school, your society. Now, by doing that, you kind of start getting hold of the information and not rewire it. And by affirmation, which is one of the most important tools to bring you to where you want to be, and by affirming your subconscious mind, you kind of rewire it and makes you align with this new consciousness, which is to be in touch with that inner light, with the inner grace, which is goes as far as eternity, and the entire galaxy and the energy is part of it, and our beloved planet Earth is also our life. It's our mother, and everybody we love is in there, and we want to protect it. And with all these crises going on, we become aware that this we have to do something, not only to grow ourselves and become in that light of consciousness, but also channel this energy and this light to other beings and pray for them and send good love and healing and share our information.
You know what I like the most, what you're saying too, is about the rewiring. I think that's so important, because part of what's happening as we're shifting, anybody that's doing any, you know, alpha theta healing, you know, various forms of hypnotherapy, especially alchemical hypnotherapy, any type of reprogramming, inner work, using that meditative state or those higher octaves of the alpha theta range and encoding from that level, not only rewires us, you know, mentally and emotionally in our thoughts, but also our nervous system. So we're able to, what I call, download more information. I know when I'm channeling, when I'm doing a psychic work and channeling, my body is so relaxed. But I'm getting so much information at such a high frequency. I'm buzzed. I mean, it's, you know, it's best high ever. And the thing is that we're going to be living this way. This is why these concepts, these ideas need to be brought more into mainstream consciousness, because not only, I mean, there's a few of us, obviously those that are, you know, listening, you know, you, the people that are listening, the people in the chat room, you know, other groups of people that are converging, have been living this way for a long time, or just starting to live this way, but are aware of it. But these concepts are actually going to be mainstream, and they will actually, more mainstream people will be having these kinds of experiences and using the intuitive realm. But what I have found, and if you talk to certain scientists, Greg Brayton talks about this with Sheldrake, actually the inventor, what's his name, Ray Kurzweil, talks about this, that we have to rewire the software, of which as he looks at it as our body, that we have to create a body that can withstand these higher vibrational frequencies continually and consistently, which excites me. I don't know about everybody else that's listening, but that jazzes me. Because, you know, you get into this when you're in a creative mode. I know, Moj, as well as you being a Tai Chi expert and working with the subtle energy, and as a healer, you also are an artist.
Yes.
Painting and sculpting. So you probably feel this downloading also, not just from the Tai Chi, but I would imagine even in when you're connecting artistically.
Yes.
Do you feel that, like something is coming through you?
Oh, absolutely, Misha. I mean, it's this amazing feeling of really high vibrational energy, you call it, or grace, you want to call it, but it's really unfolding. And sometimes through certain books or tapes that it fall into my lap, and then I all of a sudden shift me to another level of consciousness, and that's why I realized that how my subconscious mind, which been programmed, it sometimes comes in between where I'm going and where my old pattern pulls me back, the resistance and all those things. And now I'm working on that very closely, because I am watching it. I'm watching my mind, and I go to the level behind the mind in order to create that witness, which is the light of consciousness. And from that part, you get amazing information psychically. My intuition is being so much more active, and my guidance, and I can sometimes even flashes of psychic things that blow my mind, because I never had psychic power, as far as I remember, and now things happen because of being in that light of consciousness. And through that, I'm working through my subconscious and bringing it up and rewire it by affirmation and seeing it for what it is, which is just some information of old patterns and conditioning. And while I'm doing that, with more be in touch with that light in your heart and that power of cosmic energy that you're in touch, it shows the way. It shows you day at a time what you are supposed to do, whether it's on your own self-healing and nurturing, or it's helping other people or be more creative. And that training of Tai Chi helped me for many years to be able to learn that you have to put that energy inside, right in the pit of your belly. That's where you put that energy and anchor it. And from there, you can be present and see things as they are and lead your life. And there is no other leading but this moment to the next moment. And you know what to do. And so through my creative art, I try to bring beauty that can lift somebody's energy, whether it's a cup of tea or bowl that I make, or it's a painting of a tree or a sunrise. And I think that's my contribution. And other than that, I'm realizing that we all have a healing energy. And by extending this positive chi, positive healing to other people, we make them to rise up and lift up. And it really works that way. And these are my newest realization, and it's been very, very beautiful to be able to give that, love and healing to all. I mean, you walk into the street, to the animals, to the birds, and their consciousness rise when you do that, and they get healed without knowing it, because everything we do, everything we put in our mind and say, the vibration's going to affect our universe and our planet. And this is how true it is. And so that's why you learn to, never put a judgment or ill thinking. And even if you do, it's only because of your subconscious mind and its, old training. But by affirming all of this and realizing it, then you start to walk into another level, and...
One thing you talk about, is this rewiring. And I'm all for affirmations, but I also, one of the reasons I actually even developed this five-step emotional clearing process is that affirmations won't work unless you have cleared the energy or gotten to that original source or root cause to what's holding that limiting pattern in place, right? Then I think if you do that, then you can put in the affirmation or the reinforcement, I like to call it, or confirmation. And one way to do that actually is to what we call requalify. If you have a consistent, what we call a conditioned response pattern that keeps coming up, something that you were conditioned to do, but either you don't want to do anymore, or it's, I don't like to look at things as bad or good, but let's say it's not life enhancing, or it's not enhancing
mm-hmm.
your
presence.
Yeah, yeah. then you can just get in that meditative state through breath work and go back to the original feeling. When did that this situation come up, or this pattern come up? And let your inner guidance take you back to that feeling, or for some people it might be an image or belief system. And in the meditative state, you can simply change your mind. You can simply go back to that space of being and draw in that power and presence or divine energy or expanded consciousness or higher self, soul self, however you want to look at that expanded awareness. You can draw into that and then requalify the energy by simply changing your mind. I mean, but it has to be done in that expanded state. It can't be done kind of in a desperation state or desperation mode, or because those are lower vibrational frequencies.
That's true, Mish. That's why when we say in the light of consciousness, that means you bring it up. You put this time of contemplation and meditation to tap into your unconscious by being a witness to in the light of consciousness and see why certain pattern happens and resistance and negativity. By bringing it up, it melts away. And then you stamp it with new affirmation that you do want to, you know, now change, and your mind, you want it to make your mind to do things that it doesn't want, not let it do what it wants to do, and try to enjoy to do what it doesn't want to do. So by working on it, and it takes time, you know, it's so many layers and so many things, but you, by putting that time of, you know, meditation and contemplation, you connect with that and you work on it one at a time. And then after a while, I think it becomes more automatic that you know that what's going on, and you are that witness watching the whole process. And I think for me, it's something pretty new that I'm working on. So I'm still expanding, and I'm still bringing up all the old patterns to look at. And
I've been doing it a long while, and they still sneak in. I find it a refining. We're always refining, getting more and more refined, you know, more and more honed, if you will. So you work on things, but it maybe a year, 5, 10, 20 years ago, it was something more, you know, obvious. But,
yeah.
You know, I've been working on attachment, but it wasn't, you know what's weird? I had, because, you know, I teach, some of you know, but I teach meditation for spiritual unfoldment in Agape Spiritual Center. Some of you may know the Agape Spiritual Center from Michael Beckwith, who was on The Secret and Oprah and Larry King and all that. But I've been teaching classes there, and when I came in my journey to realize that I had an attachment to things being good, to things being good all the time. And I didn't realize, I mean, it makes sense if you're attached to something bad or negative or, you know, sad or things not going your way, that the flip side can be that you can at some point get attached to things being great. You know, I got attached to no drama, and I had a little, you know, bit of drama with a neighbor at one point. But I immediately brought it into my meditation. You know, I didn't judge myself. A lot of my friends were saying, well, maybe you're projecting this, because one of my neighbors was a pretty angry person, and one of them said, well, maybe you're angry, you're not looking at this. I said, no, I know it's not this. When I went into meditation, one of my guides came to me and said, are we attached to no drama? And it was just like a little giggle, and like a little leprechaun sound. I was like, oh my God, you can be attached to things being good. So I mean, really what's happening too is that this, you know, transcendence that we're all a part of is really so being in the moment that we're without roles. We're without this is good, this is bad. We're just showing up and so connected to our inner awareness, living so much from that transparent state that nothing is good or bad. We have preferences. You know, in the Eastern tradition, they talk about the, you know, aversions, that aversion is an affliction of the mind, an affliction of a mental state. So as soon as I'm overly for something or overly against something, I'm pinned into duality. I can have preferences, right? The ego likes preferences. Mm-hmm. But I can be in that fluid state of just showing up and being, just showing up and connecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am totally also a believer that, you know, you have to go beyond that duality. And the way to do it is that awareness, of course, that you have to go inward. That's why meditation is so, so crucial. Because our attention, our eyes is always outside to survive and live with the outside world. So to get a chance to bring that energy inside and realize that all this information and consciousness is inside ourselves, and you can go deeper and deeper, no limit to it, and see clearly that, you know, that's where you are beyond that duality, and the ego self is not any more destructive, and because you are in another state, you're in a pure light of consciousness. And by meditating more and more, you become more established in that state, and to the point that one day there is no inside and outside. You are establishing that light, and you totally surrender to it. And it guides you. It shows you what to do, and it makes you realization. And things happen to open up one step at a time to this glorious, you know, light of consciousness and growth. Which, you know, it's not even in your hand. When you're ripe and ready, all this information pours in. But I think the power of meditation and prayer and connection to this higher cosmic energy, you call it, or grace, or God, or infinite spirit, whatever you want to call it, the key is to connect with that. And in that light, you can see, and, you know, daily meditation, daily work on yourself, and your body. Your body is so important because it's connected, mind, body, spirit. And if you don't work on your body daily, and stagnant energy and all these stress stays in a cellular level. So by doing all this work, you just unfold and unfold. And we all walking this to get to that point, top of the mountain, and we all holding hands, helping to do this growth going. And it happens. It happened to me. I 20 years since I start really in my spiritual journey, and what a journey, you know. And I see clearly that how you needed all these steps to come to where you are, and still get to the more you know, profound level of refinement and being trust this energy, trust this.
Well, one of the things that I hear you saying too is this trust, but it's also the fact that there's a trust, but the step by step and is very important. And also, you know, Moshi, and those that are listening or can listen, some people the sound is off. Let's see, click to talk, no issue. Okay, so going back to this. The thing is that it's the trust and it's doing the steps that obviously that gets you to that next evolution or state of consciousness. And that is what we call our sphere of experience, all the experience we have. But at some point we need to move into sphere of influence. And that means being who we really are, taking it in the world. And for some that may be being a life coach, a spiritual life coach, a healer, a medium, you know, mm-hmm. taking on those roles. But yeah. Somehow expressing your expanded consciousness or an awareness of everyday living and extending out in a way of service or to be there for others. And what I have been getting from my guides is that the push, you know, what they called in the Bible, the 144,000, which is really 144 billion of us that are already progressive or cutting edge, that have already, our DNA, the encoding on the DNA on the cellular level as well as the energetic level has already awakened, has already opened. Mm-hmm. And so we're at the forefront, just like in any, great technology, there's always people at the forefront that have those progressive ideas or progressive ways of being in the world. So we're all meant to really start actualizing our gifts more in the world Mm-hmm. Because by 2012, you know, people are freaking out, and, you know, end of the world. It's going to be the end of the world as we know it. We need to be in, more of our gifts and talents need to be more radiated into the world, meaning everybody, whether you're a musician, an artist, whatever your gig is or your trip is, you need to be placed in key positions so that 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 consciousness is anchored.
Yes.
Right? And we need to create, which has already happened, new forms. I even look at the work that I do for such a long time. It was only the psychological, the mental. People didn't want to look at the emotions, didn't want to look at the soul. And now people are looking at the soul, not just being spirit-led, but following their soul's purpose, opening up to the soul.
Yes.
People are realizing they have to clear the emotional body because that's the carrier way. That's the charge that, you know, helps us actualize in the world. And now it's on from the mental realm into the subtle energy, right? Into the higher mind or expanded consciousness or divine mind. So we're no longer only psychologically doing, you know, little, you know, not that it's bad, inner child work. I mean, we still always do that, but there was such an over-focus on that. It's like now we're playing in expanded realms. I don't know. What is your thought of that?
Well, you know, I believe exactly. Each of us individual, as along as we have to make our living or whatever our God talent is in surviving in this world, to have that consciousness that there is something more, and from being connected to that higher energy, and instead of having this cosmic intelligence to give us what we need, we have to see that what we can give it to this expansion, to extend it to everybody. And so that's why when you do have that awareness, then your everyday work and of survival become a sacred mission to not only extend your creativity in everything you do, whatever you do, but also give it out to other people, like the consciousness of all planet and everybody else, and heal it and make everything, not just other human, but the planet itself and every little details and little animals and little insects and flowers. You have to know that this is one energy and we all have that feeding of this one energy. And as an individual soul, I think this is our mission when you become in a higher level of understanding, that this is what we need to do, is while we're enjoying this wonderful gift of life, we do it for something bigger than ourselves, and doing it with a consciousness that we are also contributing this wonderful, beautiful, pure light that we realize we are to everybody else and everything else. And that moment to moment, your life becomes sacred. And
let me just see
the purpose.
We have some calls here. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Is this Intuitive DJ?
Oh,
you're on
the air. Just click listen. Just click to listen.
Okay. Great. Great. Great.
Okay. Great. Great. Great.
Hello?
Okay. Teresa, are you just listening also? I see you on air. Okay. Okay, some people are listening.
And we still haven't found Paolo. We have him on the air.
Yeah, it's well, you know what, though? What's really interesting, and some of you listening may already know this, a lot of times what happens is that, you know, as the vibrational frequency expands, a lot of times things happen with tech devices. I mean, the technology in a sense is ahead, but in a sense vibrationally it's not reinforced. And we are having these sunbursts, you know, which as we, two things are happening in these gateways, which we just got out of one, are the solar flares and sunbursts, if you want to call them, also, as well as going through these black holes. That's universally what's going on a galactic level, if you will, or astronomical, astrological level. And it's like pumping up the volume. It's like a power surge. So I know some of the people that are listening right now. Let's see, and somebody, Intuitive DJ, is saying, I'm sure the changes are affecting all technology. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. That's why, I used to record my readings. I do sometimes still a little bit on a CD, but not so much because people would get, the CD or the tape back when and say, oh, this either would speed up or nothing would be on there or it would have stopped in some places. And right now, the matter, the energy matter, space and time, is not able to hold this frequency that we're all jumping around into. So, yeah, it affects everything. And I kind of just learn, go with the flow. I mean, I also think, spiritually, it can be frustrating, but then at the same time, it's like, oh, well, that's what it is. It's we're recalibrating, and the more we're meditating and living in that meditative state, that expanded consciousness, we're being recalibrated more and more, and the technology comes from us or through us, so it hasn't yet caught up yet. So anybody listening that can create something to recalibrate technology, so every time we do these shifts that the technology can shift with us also. That would be a good invention, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, Mish. I agree with that, and not only technology, but all those people of who are harming the planet somehow, the ill-doing people, and they're not aware of what they're doing. And if we can also extend this healing and prayer to them that they would evolve, so they, it can help, because, it's they need it. They need it. While we're working on ourselves, because that's the best way to contribute to this, beautiful intelligence of the entire, universe, is also extending that and heal others, and they need it the most because they are the ones who are harming in a lot of way. And we have to always remember that just by giving your love and good energy and prayer. That's all you need to do. Be aware of it, I think.
You bring up a good point, because I had a client of mine a couple of weeks ago. She was totally flying, mm-hmm. living away, just everything was clicking. And she recently got a job at this major corporation. Mm-hmm. Mention names because everyone will know. And she's like, Michelle, this is all fine that we are living more awake or more conscious or more aware and using the tools. In other words, using projection, perception, not projecting onto others or taking the projection back, looking where it's coming from, looking where we're triggered, moving into perception where we're seeing more psychically, right?
Yes.
And she said, what the next step is, how do we deal with everyone else that is not kind of, playing by these rules? And I say playing because I think everything is just play right now, really. Even working on yourself is play, creative play. And it's true. I mean, what's been happening at this time of these gateways, this intensification of energy, there seems to be two responses. And those of you who are astrologically focused will appreciate this. And let me know what you think about this also. It seems some are responding more Neptune. So they're spacing out, withdrawing, going within, maybe meditating more, maybe healing things out more. Into extreme, also maybe too much alcohol, too much pot, too much, it could also go into checking out. But it's really kind of wanting to connect. People are really wanting to connect with that transpersonal, transcendent realm. And then the other group seem to be doing it very Mars-like, like Martians, very Mars rules Aries, so very much like a warrior. So there is a lot of anger out there. The fear, some of us, I tend to go more Neptune. I go more into my meditation or spacey, where I need to just feel things out. And one of my spiritual teachers said, yeah, and if you'll notice, the Mars, the ones that are being overly warlike and overly aggressive, are going after the Neptunians. You know? Now, by the way, the Mars-like or the Aries does have a very, very good side, because they tend to be more assertive. The fear, instead of kind of going more inward, is actually making them go more outward and step up more in their life, which is a good trait. So I kind of think we need to blend the two. We need to perhaps be more Piscean and more Aries-like. How can we bring those two polarities within us together? You know, to know when do we assert ourselves, when do we push forward, and when do we go within and wait for that divine guidance, when do we wait for that higher guidance. To me, that's because we're not living really the rules anymore. It's really, we're living really by intuiting. You know, there's more of a flow that's happening. You know, it used to be people saying, you need to push, you need to keep element, you need to call, you need to, you know. But that doesn't work anymore. You kind of have to go within and say, is it time to reach out? Is it time to be more electrical and push or reach out or be assertive? Or is it time to be more magnetic and wait, allow that to be drawn into me? Any thoughts on that? Rhythm? Any thoughts on that rhythm or that flow? Being more intuitive or more electrical. I don't know, Moshe. Are you finding that?
Well, you know, I really don't have any much knowledge about astrology and planetary astronomy.
What about that rhythm? Are you noticing that there's a rhythm?
Well, what I notice is that for some bigger power than me is unfolding things, truly, and things just the knowledge just starts unfolding, and as I'm getting more ready, and it's so aligned, and it's so intelligently, it's like a divine, you know, design or something, because I'm really not doing much. It's coming to me at this time, and then it's just rising my consciousness more and more. And I feel like there is probably that all these things you said about planetary facts and changes that happening and expansion, and I'm just riding with it, and I'm sure there's so much more to discover yet, and I'm all open, I'm all listening, and my intuition and my guidance is walking me through one step at a time, and I'm seeing what is next, and this is where I am right now. I shared it with you, and I know I had talked with you a few weeks ago, a month ago, with your program, and I know I was talking about different things, and I've been so much more expanded since then, and more intuitive about everything going on with the energy, and it's just so mind-blowing.
I think it's good to look from that space of it being mind-blowing. Now, you know, we're talking a lot about this connecting, but it's true, there are blocks. There are mental, emotional blocks. Sometimes they manifest physically, dis-ease, illness, but not all, you know, and again, a lot of times there's a newbie kind of way of looking at things spiritually or metaphysically, that every time you have an ill or sickness or whatever, that you cause this or you something you're doing wrong. What I have found sometimes that illness comes in to help requalify the energy and redirect us. Sometimes it's right, redirecting. So it's, you know, and the only part of us that isn't happy with whatever we experience in life is the personality self, as they say in the East, or the ego. And though the ego is a great vehicle or container, it needs to be sublimated to the soul. So we need to have that soul alignment happen. so that whatever is emerging, like you said earlier, something larger, greater that's moving through you, you know, now you can get into a space where the ego is this amazing vehicle for more expanded consciousness, more expanded awareness, and living from that and creating from that, which is really what I'm interested in, and that's why I want to connect with people in this way via awakenings and my writings and such as that. It's everywhere, you know, universally, all over the world, there are pods of us that are waking up, or have been living awake, that are merging with others that have been living awake. It's almost like we have this, you know, etheric society, if you will, like, you know, interdimensional, it's a multidimensional society, but also it's through the ethers, it's through the internet that this connecting is happening more and more.
I like what you said about Misha, emotional blockage and ego, because that's been part of my realization as well, that how, first of all, destructive part of ego, which again is your also preconceptual ideas of layers of subconscious mind that make you do things, or your ego self that take over your life, and then once you cleanse this emotional blockage through body work, mind work, meditation, and awareness, you little by little get in touch with your true self, and then your ego destructive part is no more have any power over your life, but also we sometimes, that's why I realize in my journey that most of the time I go 5 steps forward and all of a sudden throw back 3 steps backward and still in the threshold of all the old pattern and out of control, and then I pull myself back, and it's been a journey to get to this point that I can see, because I really, the light of consciousness and that witness self is watching it. It's been watching my mind, I've been watching my emotion for a long time, and I see what it does, and by seeing it, you rewire it. You just change it to the way you want it, to the point. And it's a long process, but you know, once you get better at it, you just automatically know that whether you're in charge, you're in or your subconscious mind is in autopilot and taking over. So it's been interesting get to this point that, you know, now I am the master. You know, I don't allow it anymore. You know, and there are moments and pockets of time that I lose myself, and a lot of it is because I neglect my body, you know, with being too tired or overworked or eat something bad, or they're all effects, I mean, amazingly, and that's why you become more and more refined about how you live your life, and that changes start happening.
Yeah, I always say we're getting more and more ideal, you know, it's like letting go of perfection, but there is a natural evolutionary process.
Uh-huh.
I like what you say, too, about watching or witnessing, because, you know, as you were talking, it just hit me. We keep saying enlightenment, you know, which is just being of light, bringing light to something, right? Or we talk about becoming conscious, or becoming more conscious, or expanding consciousness. And when you were talking, I said, yeah, you know, it always goes back to common sense, because to be more conscious, you are just being more aware of what you're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you're...
Yeah.
You know, and
yes.
Not and then, anything that you don't want to do, but you're just, now you're aware.
Yes, and I think there is a fact of your karma DNA, which it's been, you know, we all have our own karmic DNA that we have a purpose in this life here and now, and this is where you realize actually by pulling your consciousness to the light and be aware, awaken to this light and go beyond duality, you can actually purify the old, you know, actions and realize that you can actually have something to do with your own destiny. And, of course, the power of really surrender to what is a divine plan for you and make you be purified so you can follow it and selflessly and beyond duality and just flow with it. Because, you know, I think destined to have, you know, beautiful, positive, you know, pristine life for, you know, in this planet, and that's why we're here. So to go beyond that whole threshold of all these the past karma and your, you know, dual mind and ego and everything, is you realize that, you know, this is the life's meant to be beautiful and fun and laughter and love and all the positives in, and you know, by rewiring the consciousness with all the negative, the doubt, the anger, the everything that has been sitting there, you release it. And then at one point you realize that that was only an information, yeah. You know, and you have nothing to do with the past anymore. And
but I think, too, you visit it.
Yes.
Let's see, Teresa's saying, make it easier to see the beauty, the gifts, not get so caught up or entangled in the human crap and tie into things. Yeah, I agree. I think it's being able to let go, but not dismiss it, that it's not there. But I like also what Teresa's saying, to look at things more objective level. You know, I had a realization on that a few months back, this whole idea of cleansing and clearing, that it isn't about being good or bad, or one thing's dirty, you know.
No.
But about getting clarity. That the
yes, seeing it.
Right.
Seeing it, yeah.
Seeing it for what it really is. So when we see things purely, when we see the purity, when we cleanse,
yes,
and are made anew, we have clarity on what's really going on, you know.
And I think it's been done in a level of consciousness, not in the level of mind.
Yeah.
Because mind is just, you know, can't do it. You have to go in that, you know, inner light and grace and consciousness to see it and handle it from there. And that's why that connection, that awakening is the key. I agree?
I agree. Now, I just saw, because I agree with this, Kathy is saying, sometimes I agree with that, because I think we have to be more process-oriented. Because you're going to bump into fear and doubt, and that's part of the human condition, that's part of the game here. But to me, it's how long do you stay there? And because if I'm attached to only things being positive or of the light, then I'm also living in a duality. I need to just not live that things are negative or dark or they're not light or positive. When my vibrational frequency is raised, there's no right or wrong, negative, there's no up, down, there's no hot, cold, there just is. There's isness, just the isness. So we all are moving into a space of living more and more with the isness. However, if I have fear, you know, there's processes to do, you know, transform fear into creativity. Look at it as energy and release the energy. Like I was talking about earlier, requalifying. And Moshe, you've been talking since you're very, you know, the Tai Chi expert, the Eastern philosophy and that meditation as the doorway, which I so agree. In that meditative state, in that witness state, I can see my actions and what's coming through, and I can keep it to process.
Uh-huh.
And that's, Teresa's writing about being aware of what we're feeling, how we're reacting, and noticing what the body is doing or doing certain activities or things. I feel that. I really do feel that. I think, and Moji, you were talking about it too, from the witness. When we step into that witness, we just observe what is without judgment, with love, compassion. Sometimes not, you know. Sometimes I have my little, you know, inner critic, which is very little now, very light, but it needs to be bigger. Now when I hear it, I go, okay, I listen. I listen to it. And then I go, okay, but we're going to do this. You know what I mean? But I listen to it. I'm not trying to repress it.
Yes, because entire manifestation is the light. So whatever is, and universe is the way it is, and there's a way of nature. That's what Tai Chi is all about, to live according to natural, you know, cycle of things. And there is yin and yang, good and bad, and you stay in the center, let things face course, and just rise your chi, your vital force, by various exercises or awareness, and you just flow, and by rising your own level of chi, because I think that's the key too, that's the whole key, is about having a higher chi, because it's it takes care of everything. It takes care of your health and your mind and your body, and your spirit is tranquil and settled and in the present moment, and you know, live according to nature. And also it's all about holding hands, and we all walk together.
Yeah.
No, that's.
And I like what you say about nature, because to me it's about getting back to our true nature.
Yes.
And also in that, when I'm in my true nature, or I'm connecting back into that part of me, I'm able to witness more. I'm able to observe and just stop. You know, take some chat when we're told about that, just stop it. And I like it, because we're moving into that space where we can just stop and change our mind. Look at how we're being triggered. Why, you know, there's processes. I do it through my 5-step emotional clearing process of transforming fear into creativity. You know, those processes allow one to see where's the root cause, where is the triggering happening, and how can I shift that energy and the belief. Because usually there's a feeling that holds a belief in place, or a belief that's holding that feeling in place. And so switching, you know, one and then the other frees us up and frees up that energy so that we can use it creatively and proactively in our life. You know, we get a lot of repressed energy, a lot of held back energy when we haven't cleared or qualified or requalified these lower level expressions, lower level energies and emotions. They hold us back. I know a lot of people when I work with, after they've done the Alpha Theta clearing, I do have a CD on that. They go, God, I have so much more energy. I feel so free. And it's like, yeah, because we had like how many watts or voltages of energy held back to those trauma incidents, just held in place, holding you back, you know, in your mind. And Moji, I agree with what you say. It's not in the expanded consciousness, but it's in the lower mind. It's in the
Because energy has been there, always been there. The light has been there. It's just we, at one point, we all of a sudden start seeing it, and it's your own lower mind, you call it, or subconscious mind, that ego mind that has been taking charge in your life and not making. To be in the present moment, of course, the fact that you're always past or future, and all the stress of modern life. And one time you realize that this is what's been going on, and you awaken to the light, right? And you become, all of a sudden, you see the light of consciousness, and that's how you learn from nature, right? Natural way of things, because you never see birds and animals in a stressful moment. They just live in the present, and they're one with the natural flow, and it's you can learn from that, and you know, try to
It is. We're about winding out of time, and Moji, I thank you so much for being here and everyone that joined in. I'm sorry about the sound, although I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know what happened. But Awakenings is happening every Wednesday, 12 to 1, and we're actually going to be adding some shows or programs on Fridays also at some point. And then there's a replay on CosmicDimensions.com every Saturday, Sunday. And I really, or you can go to the archives, www.selfandlight.com,
and also there's some archives on Blog Talk Radio. But I really love doing this, you guys. I really love connecting. Anyway, so I know you all are waking up, living awake, and sharing the state with others, and it just is amazing to connect with all of you, and thank you, Moj. Much peace.
Thank you, Michelle. Much love and light.
All right. Until next time, keep awake.